What's going on in the Atlanta real estate market? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
You're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on Talk Radio 640 WGST. If you need to reach us, Gaddis Partners REMAX Center, you can call 770-497-0000 or you can go to gogaddis.com. That's G-O-G-A-D-D-I-S.com. One more time, G-O-G-A-D-D-I-S.com.
On to a very special guest, Alfie. We've got a good friend of mine from Cleveland, Ohio, Dave Best with EXP Realty in Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan. That's welcome, Dave.
Sir, hello. How are you?
I am great. For those who are listening, they're probably thinking, why in the world would a REMAX broker in Georgia have an EXP broker from Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan on the line with him? Number one, Dave and I work together in various real estate capacities and have done that for the last 6 or 7 months now. But EXP Realty is a brand new and an unusual concept in real estate. So I'd love to start out and just ask you a few questions, Dave, if you're ready for that.
It is, but can I make a comment first, Cleve?
You absolutely can.
Besides your brilliance, Alfie, your music every week, I got to tell you, I just absolutely love it.
Well, thank you very much. It comes from the world. You know, I was a DJ first starting out in music, and, you know, I love music.
And let's be honest, I'm the one who picked out the music for this week.
That's
Alfie.
True.
Next week, by the way. Yes. I've already picked it out in advance. But normally, Alfie does it.
Yes, but
normally
sometimes it's a joint venture.
It is. It's always a joint venture.
And sometimes I'll say a band and he'll go, no. Because I've never heard of him.
Yes. Well, I will tell you, my timing in the second segment of the show was awful. As soon as our featured musical artist got to the place where he was getting ready to rock and roll, Mr. Bob Dylan, I cut him off, which is a bad thing to do. But hey, talk to us about your history in real estate, Dave. Talk to us. What makes Dave Best?
Yeah.
Dave Best from a real estate standpoint.
So this will only take about a half hour.
That's right. We got about 7 minutes.
About 20 years ago, I get into the real estate world.
Yep.
And I started out with a small developer, and we were doing new home construction, and they had their own portfolio properties. So, we're doing office buildings and flex buildings. We're building these, so we're buying the land. We're running through the governmental approvals. We're putting in the infrastructure. So product acquisition, disposition, leasing. These are my I have a wide breadth of real estate, and that's how I got in. And then, as I came to, hey, what's going on in my world from a control standpoint, and am I controlling my career? And I'm with this small developer. It was great, but I think I wanted a little bit more. So I started doing some, my work on researching, and I looked at many different brokers. I looked at the one you were at. You are at, please.
You looked at a REMAX, okay.
But eventually what I did is there was a new model coming into town at that time. It was Keller Williams back in, this is 2005.
Right.
So I started that off with 13 agents, and we got going and, made it through the economic crisis. So many people were
The market was a little tough.
Yeah,
the market was a little tough from 2008 to 2012, right?
Tad, but, we came through, and fortunately, as so many did come through it, and came through on the other side of that, doing great. So there I was, last year, just very happy, and suddenly the EXP, world was introduced to me. And you and I talked. There's a book that I love, and I don't know if you referenced it on the show, but Blink, Malcolm Gladwell.
Yep, I've read it. We've never talked about it on the show, but that is a good book.
Recommend it to everybody. And it's about that unconscious premonition and thin slicing. And I got to tell you, within 10 minutes of listening to this, to this thing about EXP, I think I intuitively knew this is where real estate's going, and I need to be a part of it. My thought was, I remember thinking, I own a Blockbuster, and Netflix is already streaming. into my house.
That's an interesting analogy. If you've just joined us, you're listening to The Call, Cleve, Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. We've got Dave Best of eXp Realty in Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan on the line with us. If you're listening and you're in those areas and want to learn more about the eXp Realty concept, his number is 216-214-3813. Let me just give it to you one more time. 216-214-3813. That is the correct number, right, Dave?
It is, yeah. And I would add to that also,
yes,
you know, Cleve, even if you're not in those areas but you want to hear more, call me, and I'll get you going, get you to the people you need to be with.
Interesting. Absolutely. Well, let's talk to us about how eXp Realty is different than all the other real estate companies out there. What makes it different?
Yeah. Well, you know, we use some words that, you know, we look at ourselves as a disruptive technology that is first to market.
So, Dave,
what's first to market? Well, think of first to market. Think of your Apple iPhone.
Yep.
Right? First to market. Your pharmaceuticals come in first to market. Kleenex, right?
Right.
And then what's the disruptive technology? So, you know, I just referenced Netflix and how they, you know, they took Blockbuster, you know, down. And that's a great business story for your listeners to go check that out. You know, Google the Netflix Blockbuster relationship and what happened there. But, you know, think of Amazon Prime. You know,
yes,
this week I had my wife's birthday. We bought her a bike, and I had a bike rack for the car delivered to the house from Prime, and I have a Traeger grill, so I got my wood pellets, the smoker, delivered from Prime.
That sort of disrupted Walmart's business, right?
I beg your pardon?
I said it disrupted Walmart's business.
Absolutely. Think about Sears, Kmart, on and on and on.
Yep.
Right? And by the way, we were laughing the other night. I'm sitting in my chair watching Netflix, streaming Netflix, while these, you know, products are being ordered.
So
Uber is another example of disruptive technology. So that's where eXp is.
So eXp is a real estate company that doesn't have bricks and mortar in the particular state, or they do, but it's limited to whatever the state requires. So they save money for agents, and agents sort of operate in a virtual world. I mean, is that a good description?
That's really not too shabby. That's pretty good, yeah. So we have it's a cloud-based campus. So in that cloud, and you go in and you operate as an avatar in the cloud, and you're engaged with all of the support you need. So at every level, whether you're a new agent, if there's transaction administration, there's marketing, there's peer-to-peer, there's mentoring programs, team and broker. So all of that can occur in the cloud. And then we also have teams. You know, Cleve, you have a real estate team, very successful, great team that you do there. So some of our teams still want to have a small brick-and-mortar office. We're just changing it from a large franchise or old-fashioned brick-and-mortar large office world.
And then I would assume that the benefit of that is, without all the bricks and mortar cost, a lot of that money can be put back in the pockets of the agents through higher commission rates, through some type of profit sharing or something like that.
And it seems nice because they have the opportunity that they could make their home their office, so they could work from home, essentially.
They can. That's right.
Absolutely. So now you think of all of the efficiencies that creates in your own life, in your own world, and what you're trying to achieve in your life. And then, Cleve, you know, to your point, you know, so you look back to RE/MAX. RE/MAX was really the last disruptive model that came into real estate. And that was in 1983, and they changed the world with, you know, their commission model.
Absolutely.
They still delivered excellent service, and that's imperative. That's number one. That's what has to happen is, for a real estate professional, they have to deliver world-class customer service to their client, right? RE/MAX is able to do it, and they paid their agents better. And
hey, Dave.
KW came in.
Dave, I hate to do this, buddy.
Yes,
I could talk to you forever. We are coming up on a hard break, so Alfie and I have got to go to a commercial. Will you come back in the next couple of weeks and we'll continue our conversation about eXp?
I would absolutely love that.
You've been listening.
Alfie, keep rolling with
you. You've been listening to Dave Best, eXp Realty.
This is called Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show.